same thing. I mean, I'm not playing with the confidence that I normally play with. You know, I'm a better player than when I'm playing. And, you know, I took their advice. And, I mean, it was just a mental thing, you know, where I have to continue to tell myself, you know, I'm a better player than when I'm playing. So as I move forward, you know, I hopefully just get better.
You just need to go out there and have a couple shots go down, and then it's like everything's better now.
Yeah, I was just talking to, you know, Dev and, you know, our guys. Just, I mean, yeah, Northwestern game, that was probably my first shot in like 4 or 5 games, yeah. You know. So, you know, once I get back in the groove, you know, getting up more shots and get in practices too, you know, and finally picking my spots where to shoot. I mean, we're playing good right now, so, you know, there was no doubt for me to be mad or, you know, anything like that. So, you know, as long as we're winning, you know, I'm just here to support. And, you know, if I can make an impact, then I'll make that impact.
So you're not frustrated with 4 minutes or anything?
I mean, it hits the back of my mind. You know, everybody wants to play more, you know. You know, I want to play more too, but, I mean, if I'm not giving what the coaches want, then, I mean, I can understand, and all I can do is really support my teammates and hopefully they win. But, I mean, like I said, I'm going to keep trying to get better in practice, you know, get our coach trust back.
You talked about the mental side of things. How challenging is that, you know, when you go game by game and you see those minutes coming, getting cut down like they have?
Yeah, it's a hard thing, you know. You know, I talk to my parents. I talk to my high school coach. I talk to our coaches, you know. And, I mean, like, it's just a mental thing, you know. I know what I have to do, and I know what I'm capable of doing too. So, I mean, it's all about me coming out and performing and being a player I know how I can be.
Does it help just knowing that there's kind of this culture of unselfishness, if you will, and knowing that the guys have your back even as you're going through?
Yeah. To be honest, I think I'm one of the most unselfish players on the team. And, you know, that's me. And, you know, I don't get as much shots that I want to get up, but, I mean, like I said, I'm unselfish player. So, you know, at the end of the day, if we're winning, then, I mean, that's all I can ask for, you know, because that's why I came here. You know, I want to win, and it'd be different if we were losing, you know what I'm saying? Then it'd be just a whole different thing. But, I mean, as we're winning, you know, I'm just taking a step by step, and slowly I progress and get back to impacting games.
Do you see that point coming here real soon for you as far as getting back to impacting games, like you said?
Yeah, I had a few good practices lately, and, you know, I've been talking to our assistant coaches. You know, I just got to have an aggressive mindset, you know. You know, there was times where, I mean, Mike was pushing me, but I wasn't pushing him, you know what I'm saying? And I talked to Mike, too. I mean, I just got to get back to being myself and just going on an attack.
How difficult is that to, when you're not playing well, not feeling very confident, to still be the good teammate, to still be there for your team, and also to keep working and fighting through it?
I mean, I've always been that type of guy where the team comes first, winning, you know, and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's frustrating, you know. You know, I just got to take it day by day and get better each and every day, and hopefully I get back.